Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Devil's Chimney by Adam Linden, published by Joffe Books in 2022. Today's book is all about ambition, corruption, and morality. Constable Rutherford Barnes, who prefers to be known as simply Barnes, is an up-and-coming cop in the seaside town of Eastbourne. One night, he and his colleague Harriet Holden, a similarly ambitious female constable, are tracking a notorious local burglar. After chasing him through the streets and finally get him, they find out that he's broken into Harriet's own house and left a message for them on the wall: "Dead cops sleep long." Barnes, after capturing the burglar, is put on the fast track to detective, much to his own delight. He's thrust into the world of the big league and paired up with a grumpy and volatile female detective. Then when Harriet Holden, his previous constable partner, goes missing and then is found dead in a grisly murder in a cheap hotel, Barnes feels indebted to her mother to find out the truth. Meanwhile at home, Barnes and his wife are struggling to make ends meet, and his wife desperately wants to start a family. But Barnes is not sure if he's ready, or if he ever will be. And now that he's gained the attention of the top brass in Eastbourne, Barnes finds himself seduced by the potential power. But how far is he willing to go to get what he's always wanted? And in the meantime, the cliffs of Eastbourne, and a particular spot known as the Devil's Chimney, have begun to crumble into the sea. The Devil's Chimney is a gripping police procedural about ambition, greed, and difficult choices. Barnes is the new golden boy of the Eastbourne Police, and for a while it seems he can do no wrong, and his successes are finding front page news in the local paper. As he tries to find out who killed Harriet, he delves into the grubby world of drugs, bent cops, and dodgy nightclubs. At home, he's torn. His wife, who's older, wants to start a family as soon as possible, but Barnes is nervous. And with his new job, consumed by the investigation 18 hours a day, he begins to see why police marriages never seem to last. And on the other hand, he craves fatherhood. While the Eastbourne cliffs are crumbling, so are Barnes's dreams and the reality he thought he knew. And Barnes's wrangling with his conscience is what made The Devil's Chimney engrossing for me. The crimes are bloody and twisted, the action is fast-paced and tense, and Barnes is no superhero. He's left battered and bleeding after facing off against the local thugs on more than one occasion. But it was the way that he struggled with the truth and who he really was which made this book special. Sometimes when your dreams come true, life isn't quite as rosy as you expected. So if you like police procedurals, gritty crime, tormented cops, corruption, moral dilemmas and cliffs, I recommend The Devil's Chimney by Adam Linden. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.